All this time, nothing's clear, but one thing's apparent. This ain't the patience to wait in line pleasantly. It's a superpower that moves mountains, flowing out of me. And it's so scary, because I am unworthy, yet I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I no longer have much to say, because I am awestruck. When I begin to testify about what the Lord has done, it sounds so crazy. I get it, I'm not the only one, I'm not the first, and I won't be the last to be embalmed with the love of God. Walking around almost in a daze because I'm a stranger in a sovereign land, just walking through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. That name of Jesus, it does things for me I could not do for myself. It opens doors and it closes others. It makes demons subject to me, trust without borders. Forget the presence of my enemies. It was the presence of my Savior that made me, that gave me a chance to truly live my life, that taught me how to love, that showed me the truth is a whole lot of things, and for all eternity I will give thanks unto him. Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Not 80% of what's in me, all that is within me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even if you feel like it's only a little bit, Jesus will say, that's enough. Just give me your little bit. Hallelujah. I can do a lot with a little bit. Hallelujah. Just give me those loaves and give me those fishes. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have your Bibles today, Psalm 29. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Gloria and Sister Erica, Sister Lydia, Sister Hannah. Sister Hannah, you are just sounding better and better. And just so glad to just be hearing your voice. You just keep that up, okay? Don't mean to embarrass you. Praise God. Amen. I'll say this. God loves hearing your voice. Amen. Hallelujah. He's saying, that's my girl. Praise God. And the devil can't have her. Hallelujah. Where are we? Psalm 29. I feel this is one of those services I could just start anywhere. It'd be right. Oh, hallelujah. 66 books. We got plenty to say. And we could just say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that'll be enough for us to just say, oh, yes. Praise God. He created it in the beginning. He can create again in the end. Hallelujah. And we are in the end of the world. Whether you understand it or not, Calvary said it's the end. Hallelujah. And if it lasts 2,000 years with God, it makes no difference to God. Might to you, but not to God. He says, this is it, and I've given you a plan. Now get in on it, praise God, and don't blow it. When it's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, get in that tank. When you see it in the Word, when you know you need the Holy Ghost, that's the time you run and come and get it. Hallelujah. Amen. God is never not in the creating business. In the beginning, he created, and Christ is the beginning, so in Christ, he's still creating. Amen. Not trying to be over deep here, I'm just telling you. We're not without a beginning, and in the beginning, God. Praise God. And when Jesus was manifest in the flesh, in the beginning, God. Hallelujah. He displayed what was in the beginning and what was still in the beginning with God. And Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. And the beginning showed up in the end and said, I'm going to wrap it up my way. That's so powerful. It just blows my mind to think that in the very beginning of it all, walked amongst men. Hallelujah. He's called the beginning and the ending. And the beginning and the ending, the author and the finisher, was manifest in the flesh because he wanted to be the beginning and ending of you. The author and finisher of you. Please, don't close the book. Let him finish you. If you're struggling to finish yourself, that's your problem. You're trying to finish yourself. You need the author and the finisher to finish you up. Praise God. Let's love him one more time. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is in me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. I've started. I'm so sorry. Hallelujah. I'm going to read a few verses of scripture here to you. Psalm 29, beginning of verse 1. Yeah, that's right. I'm not saying that to boast in any way. I'm just saying anywhere you start, it's right. Just start. Get in the Word. Get in God. If your life's in the dumps, welcome to Norwich Tabernacle. We're in the dump removal business. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just heard a song that said, Jesus, lover of my soul. Praise God. He's got all the trucks you need, all the excavators you need. He's got everything you need to get your dump out of your life. To clean up your backyard, to make you look like anything but a redneck. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're offended, pray for me. I'm sure you'll get over it. A little time in therapy. Amen. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. I got chuckles. That's good. Everybody still awake? Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. And then I've said this before, but it's worth repeating, Brother Rick. It's amazing that God's outlook on us is better than ours. Isn't that right, Brother Bradley? We come to church, and God, just all that we've been through, you may not feel like you're the best Christian in the world, and God said, give unto the Lord, oh, you're mighty. You're walking in the door like anything but mighty, anything but glorious. Isn't that right? Am I relating to anybody in this facility? Hallelujah. Unaccomplished. You name it, you can think of anything you want to think between your own two ears. But yet God's saying something. I don't want to disappoint God. And I'm not talking about falling into sin and walking away from God. But I would think that if I come to church, would God have a greater expectation for me than I have for myself? in the church service, when God knows of his grace and glory that he could release and manifest, and yet we don't get it. We don't reach for it. Praise God. We just stay underneath the dump. I hope I'm not too loud. Hallelujah. Okay, let me just read. I'm having a hard time getting past verses today, so I'm going to try just to read here. Give unto the Lord. Listen to what God is saying. He's saying, give unto me. Have you ever felt like you had nothing to give? Liar. Hallelujah. When God says, give unto me, he's saying something that you can do because he's going to furnish you with what you need to give unto him. Yes. It's never been about in and of ourselves. It's always been about what he pours in. Because what he pours in, he wants out. And he wants it to come back to him. But watch, what he pours in goes through a metamorphosis. It's not the same. Watch. It's not the same when God poured his spirit upon all flesh. When something comes forth from you back to God, it's not the same that it left the throne. As it left the throne. Think about that a moment. God poured his spirit upon all flesh, but then flesh interacted with you. And now what's coming forth from your life, from the Holy Ghost in your life, now has something attached to it that it didn't have attached to it when it was poured out initially. Now it's got a testimony attached to it returning back to God. Now it's got a life attached to it that's coming back to God. It's done some stuff, and it's coming back to God, not empty-handed. You get it? Yeah, that's right. It's an increase. You understand what I'm saying? Don't you understand now why he don't want the talent buried in the ground? Because that's not why he poured his spirit upon you. That's right. He poured his spirit upon you so that something in you could give back unto God a praise and a worship and a testimony and a walk and an impact where God can get glory. And when we don't give him the glory, that's what makes God unhappy, is because he knows what he can do in you. He's not impressed with your dump. Hallelujah. And you shouldn't be either. Some people glorify their dumps. That's why you have so many people with backyards that open up a business and get rid of it. Do I run and hide? I've never been to some of your places, so if I'm talking to you, it was unintentional. But please understand, we get used to the load. God does not want to be used to your load. He filled you to get rid of your load. He filled you so that you could walk on cloud nine, so that you could have a praise that could rescue you from anything that wants to suffocate the praise. And what you're not getting sometimes, and what I'm not getting sometimes, is that God is hungry for your praise. He is hungry for a return. He is hungry that when we are together, that there's something being given back to him. And it's not about your offering and your tithes and offerings. Some people get hung up on that. Would you just quit before I put a binky in your mouth? Get over yourself, get over your checkbook, get over your purse, get over what you don't have and do have. Praise the Lord. It's not about how much money you've got in the bank. It's about giving unto God. Money will never be an issue if your heart's right. God will never have to squeeze a penny out of your pocket. Is that right? Praise God. Because it's automatic. Amen. You don't need 5,000 scriptures to prove you need to give tithes and offerings unto the Lord. You're the Lord's. And everything about you is giving unto God. He needs a buck. He's got it. You got it? All right. Let me try to go on here. I got to stop screaming. I'm putting this new mic to a test, I guess. It's a nice mic. Didn't solve the problem, but it's a nice mic. Give unto the Lord. Hear this for you, because every walk with God's personal. Nobody's missing from the Lord. Amen. He wants your praise, and if he doesn't have your praise, he's a jealous Savior. Isn't that what the scripture says? I am a jealous God. If you bow your knee to another idol, I get ticked off. Because I'm jealous. Because he knows I am God. There's none else. And you're giving yourself to nothing. That's what gets to God. Is that what you're giving yourself that's not God isn't a God at all. And it can't help you, rescue you, save you. And you're giving yourself and selling yourself for nothing. Why do you think he says things that he says in his own word? Try me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's only one way. All good things, James 1, comes down from the Father of lights, because there's only one direction good things can come from. So God's saying, why wasting all of your time, your energy, and your soul giving yourself to stupid things that will never satisfy your soul? Let me fill you. Let me work with you. Let me bring my dump trucks into your backyard and clean everything out. Wow, I haven't gotten to verse 2. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty. O you mighty. Everyone say, I'm mighty.
I'm mighty.
Felt uncomfortable, didn't it? But God called you mighty. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty. You know why I called you mighty? Because mighty to save's in you.
Amen.
The first and the last is in you.
That's right.
Because he has strengthened you with a strength that was said already here today in what you read. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So there's strength coming from God, and the Lord's saying, I'm wanting that strength. You mighty, you're stronger than you think you are. Stop walking into your backyard and getting overwhelmed by your dump. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stop letting the enemy tell you about your past and how bad you've been and how you could never be anything more than what you are. Stop listening to the wrong voice. He's not even saved. Praise the Lord. You hear that? I said the devil and all the devils that fell from their first estate because they're too stupid to stay are unsaved. Why listen to them? They never gave you strength. Hallelujah. But Jesus did. And he said, give unto the Lord, O you mighty. That means you got something to give. And that means I'm going to give something. No matter how I feel about it, no matter what's going on, the economy doesn't have to be just right. The president doesn't have to be behaving himself. Other countries, whatever, it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. God's saying to you, give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty. Jesus has come to church today, and he wants an offering. Oh, and I tell you today, I want to give him one. I want to show him I'm still here. I want to show him I'm an overcomer. I'm more than a conqueror because you are my strength. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that right? Amen. Not too loud. We got controls on speakers. So. All right. Let me get to verse 2. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. I just love this. It's hard. It's very difficult right now to get past verse 1. Why? Because there's so much stuff in it that we overlook. He's asking you to give something that sometimes we don't believe we have. Jesus walks up to old Phil and says, how are we going to feed all these people? I said, well, 200 penny worth of bread, not sufficient. He said, well, give them to eat. Feed them. Had them all sit down, companies of 50, and said, feed them. He was doing this to try Philip because he knew what he would do. That's what the scripture says. Jesus wants us to know, or wants to know if we know what he can do. That if we're approaching our prayer life, our walk with God, and our church services as if, hey, I know what this guy can do. You know why they brought sick folk to Jesus? Because they knew what he could do. They didn't go fast and pray and go offer an offering in the temple and say, is this the will of God that I should bring my friend to Jesus? No, they just walked up, four guys carrying their friend, and said, well, we're going to figure a way in. Because we know if we can just get him in front of Jesus, there's glory and strength in that house. Hallelujah. And we're going to show him the faith that's going to resurrect our friend. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, how many of you feel like you got needs tonight laying on a bed? Just lower them to Jesus. That's what he's looking for today. He wants your strength. Strength that says, I know he can do it. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Then why doesn't he have your request? Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, save my family members. Why? They're all screwballs and they need Calvary. Why can't you pray a prayer like that? Well, what do you mean? Well, somebody prayed for you. God saved you. He can save them. Yeah, but they're far gone. No, they're not. Nobody's too far gone for God. If they're above ground, he can reach them. What he wants to know is, do you believe he can reach them? And are you bringing them so he can reach them? Hey, let's make them uncomfortable in the church house. They should be, because Christ is here, and Christ wants to help them. Praise God. He wants to be their God. Amen. There's no greater fix than Jesus Christ. He's the greatest of all. Amen. Give unto God the glory due to his name. He's asking you to give something that only he can give you to give him. Hallelujah. Let's love him a moment. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You ever have somebody say, you ever see a parent to a kid? Say, go get some ice cream. And they kind of do that, you know. And then they give them the money to go get the ice cream. Here, go. God's the same way. Here, go get some strength. Yeah, but and then he puts it in your hand. Masks. I don't want to see those anymore. Bad mark in human history. We're gonna have nightmares in nursing homes over those things. Waking up needing meds just to get over. I'm wearing a mask. Why? I can't remember. God can help us, huh? Yeah. Amen. Good, you're laughing. You're still with me. Give unto the Lord. We've already asked here today, have you ever felt like you had nothing to give? We all have. But that's not the point. He's not asking you to give something you don't have. He's asking you to give something back to him that he's going to give you. What he gives you interacts with you. And then it forms a fantastic testimony. I told you, when God poured his spirit upon all flesh as he fulfilled his word in Joel on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, that spirit was the spirit of God as is, raw, uncensored. But then it meets people like us, full of darkness, creepy. Bunch of cockroaches in the night. But I'm telling you, like we were talking about earlier, Jesus knows how to clean up your dump. We get used to it, but Christ don't like to get used to it. He just bulldozes his way into your life. Praise God. And hallelujah. Thanks, Brother Mike. I knew she'd have a hard time putting the lights back on. Well, that'd be fun watching her trying to jump up and try. Don't worry about it. All right. Thank you, Brother Roten. I appreciate that. We're not busting any eardrums. He said, keep it going. Bring it on, Pastor. Thank you. I like hearing that. Amen. Every preacher needs a referee. Come on, keep it going. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, today God wants to rescue you. God wants to convert you. God wants to be God. I'm going to try to read a verse here in a minute that just says that, but it's up to you. Now, you can just choose to be stupid all your life, or you can just say, you know what? I'm just going to let God rise.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've had enough of my dump. Amen. Praise God. It's time to get this dump cleared out of my life and let Christ move in. He don't live in dumps. Amen. He'll step into the dump, but he'll clean the dump up. And that's why he wants to be in your life. He just wants to clean it all up. And he wants to be your God. Hallelujah. That still happens in America today. There's not an epidemic. There's not anything that God can't handle. It's not God who's got the problem. It's people. Jesus said, if you can just grab a hold of the faith that I've given to every man to exercise, watch what I can do with your faith. Yeah, but preacher, you don't understand. No, you don't. Don't tell me I don't understand. You just don't. Oh, and then all they want to do is the dump. Yeah, right. Every human being has a dump that they come to Jesus with. Yes. Norwich has a city dump. Groton has a city dump. We all go, and why do we go? To get rid of stuff from our houses. And well, there's nothing you can put on God that he can't get rid of. That's why 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him. I love the way God talks. He's just saying, challenge me with your mess. Let me see how big your mess is. You just give it to me. I want all of it. I want A to Z. Bring it on. Bring it on. Oh, I'm just, you don't, no, don't ever tell God you don't understand. Because before you were, he is. You don't understand. God's saying, by my word, I made the worlds. I let the world hang upon my own word. I uphold all things by the word of my own power. Don't tell God he can't fix you. That's loser thinking. But winner thinking is, I'm going to go to Jesus. If I can just get to Jesus. If I can just see Jesus. That's what that woman said with the issue of blood. If I can just get past the dump and touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. That's the faith he's looking for in every single service. He wants it from everybody that already knows him, from those that are coming to him. He just wants your faith. He just wants your faith. Let him mix with your faith. He can't mix with unbelief. He hates it. Praise God. But if your heart, if your soul can say, I believe God, I want God, and I'm here in good company to call upon the name of Jesus, the only name given under heaven among men. There's no other God. There's no other God. There's no other name. Neither is there salvation in any other name but Jesus' name. He's saying, you call and I'll answer. Do I have some witnesses in the house tonight? Do I have anybody here that's called and Christ has answered you? Has he delivered you? Has he changed you? Are you not what you used to be? That's what I'm at. That's the glory he's looking for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It was the Lord that said, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. He's pretty mighty. Nobody mightier than him. Devil's not mighty. He's not in a powerhouse. He's an idiot. He's reserved in everlasting chains. He's God's prisoner. A little puppy dog on a chain. That's about all he's worth. And yet people want to say, no, he's a god. Then there's God. No, there's not. There's God. And no other God. He said, my hands made all this. Not your hands. Not the devil's hands. He didn't create nothing. He couldn't even stay created. He was so dumb, he tried to recreate himself and think that what he could recreate was better than what God created. So he went from son of the morning to biggest loser in the universe. That's what the scripture called Lucifer, son of the morning. All this praise of what God had given him. And he said, I don't like your glory. I'm going to go to the dump. Now he's stuck in the dump forever. But we're not. I don't have to stay in the dump. I can lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help and call on Jesus' name, and he'll come rescue me from my own city dump. Hallelujah. Do you believe that today? He's asking you, do you believe, can I do this? Are you believing that I can do this? Hey, God would like to ask all of us lazy Americans, do you believe I can heal you? Do you believe I can still do miracles today? You got a bunch of upchucks in our country today saying, no, days of miracles are over. Please don't believe them. Turn them off, mute them, delete them off your phone, and find somebody that says God's still in the miracle working business. Just give him your glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. The reason why we're preaching this today and you're here today is because God loves you. The only reason he would not have been manifest in the flesh, not have gone to Calvary and resurrected, if he didn't care about you. Now, if you struggle to believe that, well, you're just going to have to get over yourself. Welcome to real church, real life. This is just as real as you. It's just as real as your dump. Don't tell me to calm down. I'm calm. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I've got peace that passes all understanding. Tell me I have a problem. I've got peace that can send me in the middle of a storm and then conquer the storm. That's how big our peace is. Hallelujah. And Jesus isn't afraid to drive our peace right into a storm and say, have fun. Hallelujah. Watch what I can do. But if you don't believe God, you don't injure God at all. As it was already testified earlier in this service, you hurt yourself. But Jesus is saying, if you can dig and start going through the rubble in your dump, move this old refrigerator out of the way, get this old locker out of the way, and get all that trash out of the way, and find your soul, find your faith. It's in there somewhere. And then grab it and say, I believe God. Hallelujah. I believe God. He's going to do something great. I got to hurry. Praise God. Verse 2. Oh, you mighty. See, God can see in you what you can't. When all you see is a loser, I just shoot myself because I'm not worth anything. God will pull the gun out of your hand and say, you're an idiot. But I love you, but you're an idiot. But what I see the cream of the crop. The reason why I'm here today and the reason why you're here today is because while we were yet sinners, Christ said, I see a people. I see people worshiping me. I see people overcoming the world. I see people on their way to glory. I see people with great strength. I see people doing exploits for God. I see people rising above all the dump of the world and becoming people of the Most High God. He saw that in us when we were not that yet. And the reason why we're here today is because we sat in front of the gospel, and it was the gospel that brought that to our attention. The gospel began to work and fulfill the vision of God for you that you didn't have for yourself. What do you think preachers say? You need to go in church. Yeah, I tried church. No, you didn't try church. You might have showed up, but you didn't try it. I'm not talking about religion, and I'm not talking about somebody's dumb doctrine. I'm talking about Christ Jesus the Lord. You don't try Jesus and walk away and say, well, I tried him. He no drug. There's no coming down from him. Now, look, when I was 12, I tried something I should have never tried. Wish I never did. I went high, but I came low real fast, and it was a horrible low, and I was around people talking about killing themselves. But man, the night, age 14, I was filled with the Holy Ghost. I went up, never came back since. 35 years later, I'm still up. I said I'm still up. With all of life's problems and woes, I'm still up, no hangover. Haven't puked in the toilet yet. Hallelujah. Haven't thought about shooting myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, God is saying, I want you to give something to me that you may not presently have, but he's asking you to give something to him. And the only way you can get what he wants you to give is to give up. Okay. Let me just read the verse. Just in case you think I'm making this stuff up. I'm not one of these, I'm not trying to be this positive mental, positive, yes, preacher, positive, you know what I'm trying to say. I can't even think of the word. It's not worth saying. This isn't about God just getting your thinking to be positive. This is about him stepping into your soul and cleaning up your dump. Because you can be affected in the mind, but it won't last long because your dump's still in your heart. You're going to get the dump out of your heart and you'll feel better about where you live. He wants to clean you up, but you got to let him. That's what he's saying today. Just bring yourself to me. There's not a sickness he can't heal. There's not a problem he can't solve. But look, that's why we read the gospel. The gospel is full of examples so that we will say, if they can have it, we can have it. Nothing has changed. God is still the same God that he was in the first century. Nothing has changed. Cars on the ground, the airplanes in the sky, and people taking photographs of Mars didn't change Calvary. Hallelujah. He can still do it. And he's saying, you need to believe God and stop believing in everything else, even yourself. Well, I got this. You don't. You don't have nothing. Be honest with yourself. Psalm 68, verse 1. Oh, hallelujah. I've come to the right place today. Jesus, help me today. Dear God, there's so much possibility. See, you want to get around God. He just thinks different than most people. See, some of our family can say, nah, don't even call. God, he'd be like, anytime, 24/7, give me a call. Oh, God, there's so much I can do with you. If you just, verse 1, let God arise. Yes. Let God arise. Pretty simple English. Let is a three-letter word. It means to allow. Don't stop him. Amen. Isaiah 43, I believe it's verse 10, the prophet testifies saying, I will work, speaking on behalf of God. God saying, I will work, who will let me? And in the meaning of that word is not just allow, but it's who will stop me. What he's saying is two things that you need to understand. Two things, watch. It is when I get to doing stuff, who has the power to stop? And who out of their mind would want to stop me? Praise God. Let God, who can't be stopped, arise in your heart. And when he starts to work in your life through your obedience to the gospel, because the gospel is what he wants to give you so that it can do stuff in you, and then in return, something goes back to God. Not the same thing, something different, because you're in the mix. You're in the mix. Get in the mix. The scripture says that when the word of God is preached and it mixes with faith, it produces something. What God wants is your faith. He's not asking you to bring your little Christmas list of, oh, you know, it's like ball and chain. It's kind of like, you know, Christmas Carol. You know, old Jacob Marley. Wow, that almost sounds like Mickey's Christmas Carol. That's scary. That's pretty scary. Watched it one too many times. Almost sounded like Pluto. But we have all this baggage. And God's just saying, you know, let God arise. And don't have your soul so fixed on all the stuff that you're carrying, the chains and the weights. He's just saying, just get to me. Just believe I can do it. Just obey my word. Watch what my word can do. God's word is a creative word. Right. He said, let there be and there is, and nothing stops him. The U.S. can't stop him. The Marines can't stop him. The devil can't stop him. The universe, all the universe worshipers, the universe can't stop him. Nothing stops him. When he says, let there be. So it don't matter how dark you are. When God says, let there be light. Light steps in and darkness says, oh, gotta go. Hallelujah. And it can't stay. Listen to me tonight. This is what God is telling you. If you'll give your life to God, if there's anything that's got a hold of your life, no matter what it is, it's got to go. It has to let go. It cannot stay where the master is. When it sees Jesus coming, it says, I'm beating it. Do you understand what I'm saying here tonight? God is asking you, do you believe this tonight? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. Praise God. And back to Psalm 29. I'm going to wrap this up. Because I want to give you a chance to pray and God to prove himself. If you can be smart enough to believe God, all your hope is here. Let me say that one more time in English. All your hope is here. In this humble little manger. All your hope is in Christ Jesus and the word that's being preached in the atmosphere of the saints of God. All of your hope, not some of it, all of it is here. We know this. And so this is why we can bring anybody, encourage people, come on, come on. Because we know what he's going to do. We know. We know, and we know. That's what John the Apostle said, and we know. Paul said, and we know. He said, I am persuaded. I know whom I have believed and am persuaded. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. You owe God something. Oh, man, why would a preacher tell me that? I come to church owing everybody. And he says, now you owe God? Why don't you just bury me now? Drive me out to the Thames. Well, it's not deep enough. Drive me out to the Sound, add a little concrete block to my ankle bone, and throw me over. Now I came in the church for hope. Preacher tells me I owe God. But it's true. You owe God. I'm so sorry. I hope I'm not blowing anybody's eardrums out. But you owe God. Watch this now. Give unto the Lord glory, it says due. So something's due. You ever see that? Those bills, they always say amount due. 99 times out of 100, it never says amount refunded. It's just amount due. But God is saying, there's something due to me that only you can pay. Nobody can pay it for you. And isn't it amazing what we owe him? Strength. Glory. That's honor and praise and adoration. It's the expression of, I let you do something. I let you arise in my life and work in my life. And now the return on what you have done is returning unto God every day. You don't have to just show up to the church house for it to be returned unto God. You get to live it, and every day what's due to God is coming to God. It's kind of like, wouldn't it be nice every day if we all had bank accounts that money was being deposited into every single day? Yeah. What planet do you live on, preacher? But God is saying, if you follow me and walk with me every single day, I'll have a return in glory coming from you. If you let God arise. You got enemies tonight? Do you feel like you got enemies tonight? God is saying the only way you can get rid of them is to let me arise. Let me get in your dump. And I'll drive away all your enemies. Oh, hallelujah. Stop trying to fix it yourself. You're doing a horrible job. Hallelujah. We've all done horrible jobs with our own lives, Brother Mike. But God is saying, if you just let me in that broken down vehicle on the side of the highway, I'll make it run like a Ferrari. Give unto the Lord glory, the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I got to stop there because I feel like preaching the whole Bible. But guess what? Watch. You're here today. We're all here today, and the whole Bible's come after us. I'm not trying to get personal. I know what it's like to be brought before a Boston paddy wagon because we're spitting water in people's cars. Yeah, I know. I was not born on a pew. But I got caught. And all my brother and my other two friends were ahead of me running. No, they weren't running yet. We were just walking home. Now, technically, they did most of the spitting, but I was with them just as bad. I think I did do one car, so I was bad. I was in it. Didn't matter if I wasn't doing it or not. I was in it. But I do remember a couple of cars I did because I was feeling left out. But I was always trailing behind, and they were walking ahead of me. And all of a sudden, my brother turned around, and his whole countenance changed, and he said, Joey, run! Before I could think of running. This big old hand grabbed me, and it was the dude whose car we... Now, they should have known better in Charlestown, Massachusetts, to leave their car windows open in a parking lot in a grocery store. It's Charlestown. Crime rate high. Drug problems, bank robberies. So Well, we just let them know they shouldn't have done that, but nevertheless, I'm having fun now, I'm sorry. But nevertheless, I'll never forget how I felt when that hand grabbed me. And he pulled me over to his car. I remember that look, stern look on his wife's face. I thought, oh God, if I don't die today by somebody else's hand, they're going to kill me. And he said, just wipe the water off of our seat, and that's it. But he lied to me. In the parking lot was a paddy wagon with two cops in it. And he dragged me over to that paddy wagon, and I got in trouble. And fear fell upon me like you wouldn't believe, because I had a daddy who had a bite. And, you know, and I knew I was in trouble. You know, it wasn't those, go to your room for a dime out. It was like lights out. And I was going to be in trouble. I was just imagining this paddy wagon pulling up in front of our door, and my life was over. I'm almost forgetting where I was going with this, but I've been in trouble before. And I know what it's like to, you know, I couldn't run. Trouble, but Jesus is saying, look, no matter what's happening in your life, if you'll just come to me, I can take care of the trouble. It's a truth tonight. I've come here today with something that came in the prayer room. Just tell the people of God, tell everybody that you're going to talk to today, give unto God the glory that's due to his name. Watch what I can do. That's what he's here to say. Amen? Amen. Praise God. You're not the only one that's been in trouble. We've all been in trouble before. We've all ruined our lives. Praise God. And we've all got testimonies, though. And if you don't have one yet, God's saying, I want to give you one. Amen. Can you be smart enough to come get it? Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's love him. Let's call on Jesus' name together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we love you. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Call on Jesus' name. That's the answer. Just talk to him like a friend. No coded words here. God, I need you. God, I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Can we have another song again? Could we just sang that song. Would you mind singing it again? I hate to try to overtax voices, but let's have another song while we're closing, and whatever you'd like to do. We got room here if some of you feel too stuffy in your seats, and come out and just pray and ask God for help. And there's a gospel to help you, but it all starts somewhere. It's got to start with faith, and it's got to start with reaching for the one who's reaching for you and realizing he's reaching for you. I get it. Look, all of us have begun. And I know what it's like. I can just go back just a little ways in my memory and remember what it was like to not have God. I think I had God, but to not have God. But I remember what it was like to find him.
Yes.
And the chain. And I tell you, I never going back to the old man. He's dead. Because I'm up. The old man, up and down. New man, hallelujah. We're going up. If you'll come to God, he'll take you up forever. Praise God. Amen.